from internal parasites? If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're still waiting for Joel, but he'll be along very, very shortly. And, you know, it's really fascinating as you study the murder of Martin Luther King and how they covered that up. And they said, you know, certainly an innocent man to prison. They knew that a gentleman that they accused and convicted was innocent. And they certainly they used every trick in the world they could to force him to actually confess. In fact, I'm told that he was told that his father and his brother would both be arrested and trumped up charged, and they would probably be killed if he didn't go along with their program of putting him in jail for a crime he didn't commit. They had to cover up the CIA involvement. Now, how do we know the CIA was involved? Well, there was a trial. And those of you who have never read the book, An Active State, or heard our four tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King, really need to get it, because, of course, we've got people coming from all different points of view who knew various parts about what happened at that time. And obviously, they wanted to get rid of Martin Luther King. It served his purpose. And he was really becoming almost too effective. He was planning on leading a march on Washington, D.C., to make certain demands as far as getting out of Vietnam and other government programs they wanted installed. And the establishment didn't want that. They had to murder him. And, of course, they actually got the CIA, and the CIA and the mafia always worked together. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book Double Cross, written by the brother of the head of the mafia. His name was Chuck Giancano, the author, and of course the brother was Sam Giancano, who headed the mafia, and I believe it was in Chicago. Under any circumstances, the book Double Cross explains, you know, how the CIA and the mafia worked together, and tells about how they arranged the murder of people all throughout the world for the Central Intelligence Agency, including the murder of an American president. The book Double Cross by Chuck Giancano. You're not going to hear it discussed on most radio programs, but we have so much evidence going to the background of the murder of Kennedy, and then, of course, why it was that, of course, Jack Ruby walked into the police station and coolly shot Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, why would any rational man walk into a police station and shoot the man who presumably had killed the President of the United States? Or maybe silence a government agent who was being used as a patsy? Well, of course, the reason, and it's all in the book, Double Cross, Chuck Giancano explains it. He said Jack Ruby got an offer he couldn't refuse. He was told that he and his family would be tortured to death if he didn't go in and kill Lee Harvey Oswald. And when you get an order like that from Sam Giancano and from the people who run the mafia, it's an offer you can't refuse. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this explains so much of what has gone on in the past. And until you understand that there really is evil out there, and the mafia is evil, but the people who run the CIA, they may wear, you know, nice suits and have ties and white shirts, but they're just as evil as the mafia. They work together. And, of course, the title of the book we've talked about, Double Cross, was the fact that Sam Giancano, this ruthless murderer who headed the mafia there in Chicago, I believe it was, that Sam Giancano trusted his counterparts in the CIA to work with him for years. And you know what the CIA did? They double-crossed Sam Giancano. They killed him. And that's, of course, what the story is really all about, is the fact that you can't even trust the mafia, couldn't even trust the CIA. There's no honor among thieves or murderers. And unfortunately, there are powerful occult forces working within the Central Intelligence Agency, but they've been around for hundreds of years. In fact, we're just getting a book now on the influence of the Intelligence Committee in Elizabethan England. Now, of course, that was, of course, in the early 1600s when Queen Elizabeth was the ruler of Great Britain. And of course, at that time, and if you haven't seen the DVD which we carry, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, they take you into the background of how Dr. Dee was actually, he was an occultist, he was one of the leaders of the Rosicrucians, and he was an intelligence officer. In the same way that Aleister Crowley, the beast, the leader of the world satanic movement in the first half of the last century. Where did Aleister Crowley work? Why, he worked for British intelligence. And once you begin to see this pattern, it's been going on for hundreds of years. And this is where they can work. They can work, you know, under the mask of secrecy, and they can carry out the devious programs. And I mean, we really have within the Central Intelligence Agency, I'm sure, a lot of good people, but there's a small component who are inherently evil, and they ran things like the Phoenix program over in Vietnam during the Second World War, where they killed and tortured to death, you know, somewhere between 40 and 60,000 Vietnamese civilians. And they didn't know whether they were guilty or not, whether they were working for the Viet Cong. All you had to do was point somebody out and say, he's working for the Viet Cong, and that was a death sentence. The CIA, under Colby, would simply come off there and seize you and your family and torture them to death. How can you justify this? You don't have to, because the American people have never heard of Operation Phoenix, but you can find it at references to it on the Internet. There are a number of books written about it, but totally blacked out by the controlled media, because they do not want the good American people, and the vast majority of our people are good and God-fearing people, but they really find it difficult to believe that there is this axis of evil working at the highest level of our government through the Central Intelligence Agency and the banking system, and they have their people planted almost everywhere within the military. You know, and most of our military are God-fearing people, and they love America, and they're willing to fight and die for our country. But the element of evil are there, and these people who tie into what I call the spiritual hierarchy, that's what their term that they use. I refer to them as the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they refer to them as the spiritual hierarchy, the Ancients of Wisdom, the Elder Brothers. They have all sorts of names that they use for them, and all you have to do is read the occult literature, and they will tell you about these people who work behind the scenes and are directing the affairs of mankind. Now, if any of you would like to see the pamphlet on the workings of the spiritual hierarchy is actually the title of this pamphlet we got from the Luciferians, we'll be glad to send you a copy if you just get any of our other material. But quite frankly, we do need the financial support so we can keep doing what we're doing. But we want you to know that there are these other forces out there, and this is the X factor. This explains why our government has been financing communism since its inception, why people within our government and our corporations financed Adolf Hitler, why people within our government and intelligence community are backing the ruthless government of communist China today. This is why, of course, we're giving money to the United Nations. It's in turn given money to Zimbabwe, where Robert Mugabe is torturing and killing his people. This is why nothing is done about the fact that Chevron is one of the main financial supports of the brutal regime in Burma today. Remember that Chevron oil company? And of course, before she went to work as the national security advisor to President Bush, Condoleezza Rice was on the board of Chevron oil company. So should it surprise you that they're not doing anything at all about what's going on over in Burma today? Oh, yes, it's terrible. We're going to have some sanctions against the Burmese, but of course the Chinese won't go along with that. Why? Because we're backing the Chinese communists. We've backed them ever since we brought them to power back in 1949 and 1950. We're financing them today. We're subsidizing the American corporations that are going over there. When are the American people going to understand that we've created the best enemies that money could buy? Well, our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. We'd certainly like to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791. And give us a call, and we'll be glad to chat with you till Joel gets here. That's 1-800-259-5791. But We have a wonderful little pamphlet. It's called the Communist Capitalist Alliance, and it just sort of summarizes basically the things we've talked about as far as our financing of communism. We have our interview with Professor Sutton called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It's a DVD. We actually did it based upon films we took before he passed away. And although the film's a little grainy, the material is even worse. I should say that material reflects total evil. Professor Sutton didn't really understand the spiritual aspects of what was going on, but he knew the United States had financed communism since its inception in Russia in 1917 and 18, and he documented that beautiful in a trilogy of books, which is published by the Hoover Institute, called Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. Three books which document the fact that the United States and American corporations financed communism from its inception right up until probably the 1970s or so, when the third volume of that was printed, probably in the 60s when the third volume was printed, because, of course, Hoover Institute did everything they could to stop Professor Sutton from getting the truth out. And believe me, if you think Hoover Institute is conservative, you really don't understand how the game is played. Hoover Institute plays its part. It plays its part very well. But it is going right along with this whole internationalist agenda aimed at bringing about a new world order, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world leader. Well, remember our telephone number if you're out there. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Don't know what's happened to Joel Skousen. Hope he's going to be with us, Joel. You're not there, are you? No, he's not. Anyway, of course, we certainly were expecting he was going to carry this program. Well, of course, right now, of course, you can see these same things unfolding today as we're financing and we have financed Russia. In fact, how do you think they were able to get all these oil wells in? They had something even going down 42,000 feet. And basically, of course, this has made Russia the largest exporter of oil and the second largest exporter of, the largest exporter of natural gas and the second largest exporter of oil. Who built their pipelines? Who drilled the wells for them? Why, you did, ladies and gentlemen. Your money, your tax money, through the Export Import Bank and the East Asian Development Bank and all the other alphabet soup organizations that have been used to build up our communist enemies, so we will have the best enemies money could buy. And Russia is arming Iran in preparation for the coming war and giving them the wherewithal to shoot down the planes and kill American planes and kill American pilots. And we're in difficulty, but people have to understand the enemy is not in Pakistan. It's in Washington, D.C. and New York.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have with us Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. Joel, thanks so very much for being with us this afternoon. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're still going to start off with the banking crisis. It appears to be a lot worse than the federal government is saying. You know, one of the most galling things about the bailout of Fannie and Freddie is the ungodly compensation executives were allowed to take while these companies were failing. This year's list of 100 top-paid executives includes 10 from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. 10, Dr. Stan. For example, Richard Cyrone, the chairman of Freddie Mac, received $14.5 million in 2007, including a $2.2 million performance bonus. Now, what performance merits that kind of bonus?
Well, I think what he did, of course, he destroyed his company. I mean, and they sucked people in. They were not being honest with the stockholders and telling them the problems they were in. And, of course, maybe he got the bonus because he's such a good liar.
You know, one of the significant things, you have to ask, you start a federal corporation called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and then you privatize it. And the only change in privatizing it was, one, the federal government wouldn't be directly responsible. They could claim plausible deniability when anything went wrong, as it has. And number two, it allowed the executives who would have been civil servants under a government corporation to now get compensation in the millions like these other investment banks, which are falling apart and which are being bailed out by the Fed. I mean, this is an insider club, and that's the whole reason, in my opinion, for turning this over to a private corporation, is to enrich the people who would then start to perform its functions. And it certainly didn't perform any better under privatization than it did under the years when it was a federal corporation.
But, of course, basically it's set up as a corporation, and a lot of people bought stock in this. They did pretty well for a time, but now, of course, comes the time to pay the piper.
Well, of course, you know, even the good times, just like the stock market bubble and the housing bubble, were created by false market conditions, by flooding the markets with money, by changing the rules so that anybody could get a mortgage, whether they qualified or not. And so, of course, you're going to create a bubble that has to collapse. So we must not label these companies successful when the times were good. They were never successful because they were using rule changes and unreal market criteria and expectations in order to build the bubble that they built. And so the entire thing is one big charade, and people profited on the way up, and these are the people that are getting the bailouts. There's not one of these major heads that is losing, even the head of Countrywide Financial, you know, whose company went back, walked away with, $22 million. I mean, these people aren't hurt by what they did. Sure, the employees, are going to be hurt, but not the big boys, not the people who did this. They do take care of their own.
So I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, the thing is that, you know, they said they were trying to deceive the stockholders so they wouldn't sell out their stock. And, I mean, this is exactly what happened at Enron. And yet, of course, the people at Enron were punished, and the people in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, of course, were rewarded and got away with their loot.
Well, you notice when Bank of America agreed to take over Countrywide Financial, and they twice announced that Countrywide would add profits to Bank of America. Now, how the hell can you Countrywide add to Bank of America earnings when, in fact, they're taking on $38 billion in debt, and Bank of America announced, of course, that they won't guarantee the debt. In other words, if it defaults separately, and they won't allow it to attach itself to Bank of America. They want the benefits if it recovers, but not the liabilities if it goes down. Now, this is a fraudulent conveyance, in my opinion, shareholders in Countrywide ought to be incensed about it. But
well,
in any case, the latest gimmick by the Fed is something called covered bonds. And covered bonds are something that they've used in Europe for quite a while. And what they do is they essentially package up mortgage certificates, and then they securitize it by attaching it to the assets of the bank. And essentially, the good faith and credit of the bank is now behind these bonds. Now, they're trying to essentially recreate packages of mortgage securities that can be sold upline on the market, and that's because banks do not want to hold mortgages anymore because of the high default rate. They want to package these. But all of the big banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, want to start issuing these bonds. But here's the real thing. Covered bonds won't reduce risk as much as it will transfer the risk from the banks to the U.S. taxpayer, because now the FDIC is going to be on the hook if these banks go under, and they'll be on the hook for all of these mortgages that are being securitized by bank assets.
Well, because I've heard rumors that Bank of America isn't doing very well either.
That's correct.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we talk about the crisis in the financial markets that's going to impact on everyone listening today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell the listeners how they can, you know, get a copy of World Affairs Brief and hopefully go ahead and subscribe to it.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is available for review on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. If people want a sample issue of the World Affairs Brief, all they have to do is email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send them a copy. There's lots of interesting things on the website that you don't need a subscription for. All of the daily news stories are there that have been screened by my researchers, so you get the ones with the least problems with them. And on the right-hand side of the website are lots of archival material about the cover-ups our government has been involved in, and cover-ups are one of the best evidences that there is a conspiracy to collude among the supposedly separate but equal parts of government to essentially take away certain portions of our liberty, which we're seeing as we speak. And, you know, it's interesting that in such a crisis, this is a banking crisis, that the people are so afraid of the results of or the threat of having a depression, they're willing to accede to anything the government might offer. I mean, the entire response that we hear from Congress, Dr. Stan, is, well, you know, we can't let the system fail. We have to do whatever it takes, and if that means inflating the currency, then so be it. And so, you know, you've got a $180 billion bailout, supposed tax rebate to the consumers, and that had a little effect on the economy for June and July, and now they need another one, and Barack Obama's talking about another huge a rebate to them, and you can't keep doing that without causing hyperinflation eventually. Now, it would take longer to get into hyperinflation than it did in the 1920s into Germany, just because the dollar is so much more a massive world currency than the German. In other words, even massive inflation by the Fed only has a slow effect on the economy just because of the trillions of dollars are out there. But you know, with the rise in prices in double digits now that are occurring, and, you know, the tripling and quadrupling of oil prices, these are some of the effects of the dollar being flooded in the market. And believe me, Stan, you've got to put trillions of dollars into the economy to undermine a currency that has multiple trillions out there as a reservoir.
Well, of course, you know, Ron Paul has pointed out that in the last 3 years, why the Fed has increased the credit of money and credit, $4 trillion. Now that, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money. I don't think the average American pretty understands that they seem to be intent upon destroying the value of our currency, because inflation does destroy the value of the currency. Every new trillion you print, why, of course, it means the value of the dollar goes down. Eventually, sooner or later, it's going to go down.
Well, it's estimated that, you know, there are some $100 trillion of dollars out there. So if that's true, and nobody knows for sure, that means that we've just inflated 4% of the world money supply. But we've done it mostly right here in the United States, and there's probably only $20 trillion in the United States, and so that's a much higher, but you know, that's a 20% increase in the money supply. So this is really going to be showing up very strongly in the future, inflation is not going down. The price of oil is symptomatic. The price has just come down maybe 10 or 15 cents, and everybody is just breathing a sigh of relief at $4 a gallon. Gasoline is $3.99 again, and you say, what's wrong with people? You know, they used to be complaining at $1.80, and now they feel relieved at $3.99. So it's amazing how impressions, how high inflation gets people used to and distorts their ability to decide what's a bargain anymore. One of the interesting stories that I'm covering in the World Affairs Brief tomorrow is the fact that exports of refined products, gasoline and diesel, have increased almost 20% in the United States since January. Now, that's horrendous. Everyone keeps talking about we're going to have to increase the supply in order to bring down the price of oil, and every time there's an excess, which there is, because there is no shortage of oil, what are the oil companies doing? They're exporting gasoline and diesel instead of keeping it on the market and lowering the price to increase usability of it. Now, they're giving the excuse that we're exporting diesel that we can't sell in the United States because of the strict environmental guidelines. Now, that's a lie as well. All they have to do is hold that and then put it through the anti-sulfur refineries and bring it out as diesel that they can sell. But that's just merely an excuse of... And it also doesn't explain gasoline. There's no excuse for holding gasoline off the market. That is not restricted by any of the EPA requirements.
Well, of course, the old adage is, if you have a shortage, why the price goes up? If you have an abundance, the price goes down. And what do you think that the oil companies want? I mean, ExxonMobil made $11 billion in the first quarter of this year, the largest sum that any corporation has ever made. And, of course, they've done it by manipulating the prices. And I believe, of course, they want these shortages. They don't want an abundance. But the trouble is, there is an abundance of oil. And everybody who's really studied this knows there's plenty of oil out there. And they just jack these prices up artificially. They've made profits, and they're impoverishing the American people, destroying our automotive industry, our aircraft industry, our farming. Certainly, so many aspects of our economy are dependent upon cheap oil. And well, it may very well be. I just hope and pray that price does come down a lot further.
Well, you know, these high prices staying and getting worse are exacerbating the recession because people... You know, this economy in the United States has been built on a consumer economy, and simply people are out of extra money to consume now. Now, sure, there's still a lot of people going to restaurants. Teenagers are still buying a lot of frivolous things. But percentage-wise, the markets are declining. All of the retail stores are not only laying off people and seeing declining sales, but they're also closing stores. Every single chain is closing stores. Even Walmart showed a decline in prices or in profits. So this is very serious. But, you know, it's come to light in the past few weeks that despite posturing to the contrary, the Democrats don't really want lower gas prices. They want the U.S. citizen to be forced into alternative sources of fuel. In an interview with Bloomberg's The Money and Politics, Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State told the audience that Democrats don't want to increase supplies of oil and gasoline because they want to wean Americans off of petroleum products. Well, that's not their decision to make, but that's exactly why they're only posturing about getting cheaper gas prices and complaining about manipulation, but they have no intention of actually doing anything about it. And Senator Obama said essentially the same thing last week. He said high gas prices aren't necessarily a bad thing if it helps America be less dependent on foreign oil. So there you have it. These people do have an agenda. And the agenda involves higher rates of mass transportation to stop people from going out to rural living in suburbia, to change people's use of the automobile, and to make it more like a European-controlled society. And as I stated as a preparedness expert, it is one of the greatest dangers to urbanize people as you're urbanized in Europe. Not only are you more vulnerable to attack in war, and you notice in World War II, it's only the rural Germans that were able to survive and still raise some crops and avoid the massive starvation that hit the rest of Germany. When you are in urban areas and those supply lines are cut or even delayed for a few weeks, there's mass panic. And, with the level of crime and low-class people that we have in our urban ghettos and centers, it's going to be much, much worse than it was in Europe, where a fairly moral population was able to hold together without extreme crime and damage to one another in refugee status, I think it would be sheer chaos in the L.A. Basin and any of the other major cities if we had major cutoff of oil and water, electricity, any number of things, because people are so absolutely dependent upon a well-ordered government-run society, and we need to have less dependence on government, not more.
Amen to that. You soon will get any argument from me on that subject. Well, anyway, of course, it would appear that they are intent upon also lowering the living standards of the American people, because there's no way our people can compete with the workers over in China and Malaysia and Thailand who work for 20% of what workers will here, unless, of course, we get back to tariffs and something to protect our economy. Certainly more and more of our industry is going to move offshore and never coming back, and all of these people here, you know, are either going to have to take much lower levels or the pay, or there's just not going to be any jobs for them.
Well, you know, the government, of course, is going to run the highest deficit ever. Just raised in this new housing bill, the debt limit, slipped that in. Of course, nobody was against that except Ron Paul and other people who understand that we've got to put fiscal limits on government. But this huge deficit is still a fraud. You know, it's supposed to grow by $482 billion in the next fiscal year that begins in October, driven by war costs, tax rebates, and slowing economy. But, in fact, the tax rebates, there's no money to give tax rebates. The war cost is off the budget. It's not part of that $482 billion. And it doesn't include all the monies they collect from the Social Security Fund that they put into the budget. If they added that $400 billion, you'd need $882 billion. It doesn't include, of course, all of the bailouts that are occurring, that will be financed by creating credits and liabilities on future revenues. So this is a sham, just like Bill Clinton's so-called surplus, the only time we've got a surplus in the past 50 years. Well, it wasn't true, because he wasn't counting the Social Security funds that he took.
Well, not only that, but of course the war is off budget too. They don't include that in the budget. Somehow it's all right to spend the money overseas as long as we're spending it on the war. That's off budget. It's incredible. They talk about hypocrisy. These people give that a bad name.
Well, in other news of the government, the Inspector General has released another bombshell pointing to political vetting within the Department of Justice. Everyone knows. This is something that everyone knows goes on, but it's highly illegal for a department that's supposed to be independent and non-political. Monica Goodling was the person in charge of hiring, and the evidence in the report shows that Goodling violated both federal law and department policy when she asked potential hires about why they were a faithful Republican or why they supported President Bush. And there was much more, including allegations of firings within the DOJ of U.S. attorneys for political reasons. But, you know, of course, all this goes on under the watchful eye of the Attorney General. In this case, it was under Alberto Gonzalez, who was loudly criticized by Senator Pat Leahy and others for allowing this to happen. And it isn't just allowing it to happen. Political vetting was a de facto policy pushed by every single Attorney General who's a political appointee themselves. So what is particularly galling about this affair is that it will go nowhere in terms of rising the ire of Congress. Evidence such as this always comes from the past. And it's too easy for Congress to simply say, well, don't do this anymore, because obviously you can't go in and do anything about something that was in the past. But since the evidence of wrongdoing won't be discovered, or the evidence of current wrongdoing won't be discovered till the current AG is gone, no one is ever held accountable on their watch. Indeed, all Mukasey had to do this week was to decry the transgression and assure Congress that he won't allow it under his watch. Case dismissed, all ready for another lie, and will come out in another 4 years.
And, of course, it's this attitude, let bygones be bygones. And, of course, when Bill Clinton came, pardon me, when George Bush came in, he refused to do anything about the fact that, you know, the Clintons had even stolen things from the White House, the Clinton accepting money from people, indirectly into his foundation, from people that he gave pardons to. These were criminal acts. And yet, of course, George Bush, well, let's put it behind us and go on from here. And I'm sure the next president will say the same thing. Well, forget about what George Bush, that's in the past. Let's just go on from here.
Well, you know, there's good news that I had to report. Prince William County in Virginia had a 19% decline in crime, while all of the neighboring counties around Washington, D.C. had a huge spike in crime. So what's the reason Prince William County decided to crack down on illegal immigration crime? Every time there was an illegal immigrant guilty of any crime, they turned him over to IRS and had him deported, and suddenly the word got out, don't go into Prince William County. Now the state of Virginia is requiring that all counties follow suit and notify federal authorities of all foreign-born inmates, regardless of their immigration status. This law went into effect on July 1st in an attempt to make sure that all Virginia sends a signal to aliens, illegal aliens, that they're not welcome there. Now, Oregon has also followed suit by initiating tough new driver's license ID requirements that will stop illegals from flocking to the state. Last year, Oregon had 40,000 applications for driver's license. This year, at the same time, it's dropped to 6,000, almost entirely due to new proof requirements for identity and citizenship. Think of that. That was 36 or 34,000 illegal immigrants that didn't get Oregon driver's license so far this year. I mean, this was a factory of turning out illegal license because anybody who came in could get a license, and now they've stopped that. So enforcement does work, and the government, of course, has long since made the case for amnesty that, well, you can't enforce this, it's just too costly, but it doesn't take a great deal of enforcement. Once the word gets out that it's that there's toughness and they're going to crack down, the illegals stop coming and they start going home. There's some other people who had some very good suggestions. That one of them is that you do allow the guest workers, but you give them a certain time on the visa, and you have the employers withhold 50% of their wages, and they only get those wages back when they cross the border going back home. I mean, what an incentive to go back home to collect 50% of your wages, but only when you go back home.
But, Joel, you know, that was part of the legislation back in 1986 when President Reagan promised the American people there'd never be another amnesty, promised that they were going to go and enforce the laws, and one of those laws was the guest worker program. But they didn't want a solution to the problem. They wanted the problem so they could bring in all the illegals and allow them to come in. And they've refused all these years to actually have a guest worker program, which I think is a great idea.
Well, but they've never implemented these types
right.
of incentives to go
right.
back.
Oh, I think it's a great idea, too. I just
and
hope
they
that
said, I mean, the proposal says that if you're late one day on your visa, you forfeit all your money, and it goes
right.
to immigration. So it's a tremendous incentive, you know, to... and, of course, I think you also have to make the employers liable with a bond that they have to pay if any of those people don't show up at the border to go back home. So you'd have employers driving them down to the border and escorting them to make sure they go home.
Right.
Well
I think there's so much
to make sure that this works. But obviously you are correct. The government hasn't been trying. And they have a multicultural agenda of wanting to dilute the citizens' votes here with people who are prone to socialist solutions as they are in Mexico. And I think that's part of the reasons why they want this future conflict that will create the engine of political change in the United States and eventually lead to, their solution will be, of course, to have a North American Union.
And, of course, the thing is, this is why they've opposed, you know, English only, English, the official language of the United States. That's why when you call Bank of America or AT&T or so many of the major corporations, they want to know if you want the message in English or Spanish. And our major corporations are right behind this because their loyalty is not to the United States but the globalist dream. Well, I guess it's been Joel Skousen. Always a pleasure, Joel. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning early there on the American Freedom Network.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, that guest was Joel Skousen. Hope you enjoyed him. I know I always do. Always a lot of insightful thoughts. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stanton back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you believe in what we're doing and the things we're talking about, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, and all you have to do is call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we've been given an excellent opportunity to go on to the major radio station in Spokane and Drive Time, a daily program, and they'll actually be rebroadcasting one of the programs you hear here on Genesis. And, of course, we're going to have to raise the funds ahead of time, so if you'd like to participate in that and help us, give us a call. And, of course, we hope that you'd be willing to make a commitment for a couple of months so that we'd know we'd have the income until we can raise enough funding from that community so that we can continue on our own. So this is how we ordinarily do it. If we can raise the funds, why we do expand the network. And it's so vitally important. When people hear the truth, they recognize it. And they have so many questions in their mind. I mean, why are we sending our athletes to Communist China when Communist China is funding the brutal regime in Zimbabwe? Communist China is funding the brutal regime in Burma? Communist China is funding the brutal regime in North Korea? Why are we helping them? Why, very simply, because the truth of the matter is our leaders are solidly behind what the Chinese communists are doing, and they have always worked with them, going right back to the time, of course, when we brought them to power, the communists to power back in 1949. And if you doubt that we brought the communists to power, why, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We simply quote from the Senate Subcommittee on Internal Security Investigation, pointing out how the State Department intentionally brought communism to power. It wasn't that they didn't know what they were doing. They wanted the communists there. And, of course, why? Well, they didn't want the competition from the Chinese communists. And, of course, China was a social experiment. And, of course, as David Rockefeller wrote back in 1973, after returning from communist China and the murder of 100 million people, and he wrote, of course, of the social experiment in China, under the directorship of Chairman Mao, was one of the most important and successful in history. The social experiment in China under the direction of Chairman Mao, is one of the most successful and important and successful in history. And that's what it's all about. It's a social experiment. In Russia today, they're losing 1 million people every year. 1 million more people die than are born. It's all a social experiment. And they're experimenting on us with water fluoridation. They're experimenting on us with genetically modified food and with some of the very deadly medications that are carcinogenic that they're releasing on the public. Understand what's going on. You need to get Jeffrey Smith's great new book. It's entitled Genetic Roulette. That's Genetic Roulette. You need to get Don Scott's book, AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief. And, of course, it was genetic. It was created in government laboratories. You need to get, of course, Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, Project A Lily. Garth is one of the leading scientists in the world, and he will goes right into the background of it. You know, these things are genetically engineered. They have divisions in our government creating these terrible new diseases. Terrible new diseases to disable the enemy, which is you and me. And if you doubt that that was the plan, get Zygmunt Brzezinski's book written back in 1970, Between Two Ages, and there at the bottom of the pages, somewhere between 55 and 65, he talks about how they're going to have the ability in the future to modify the weather, to create storms and droughts, and of course, to create chronic new diseases to disable the enemy. Well, when you understand we're the enemy, it all makes sense. But let me suggest certainly the book we're carrying, the top 10 Lyme disease treatments. Lyme disease is genetically originated. It came from a government laboratory. And then, of course, of the Ron Paul revolution we have, Steve Mosher's great new book on population control. And you want to get, of course, my talks on that. And then they're called Genocide and Planned Population Reduction. Remember our number, it's 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.